We talked about the Barnett Shale. That's significant here. It's not too far from us. What area does it cover, basically, in Texas?
Oh, it covers 10 counties north and west and south of Fort Worth, and actually under Fort Worth.
This could be the largest reserve of any onshore natural gas field in the United States.
It is right now. Now, the Marcellus in Appalachia could become larger.
The challenge has been difficult for you down there then because it is in urban areas.
We elected not to go into the urban areas. It's just too costly and too much problems in those urban areas. We have concentrated our acreage acquisitions primarily outside of urban areas.
I noticed that the shale is actually named after a John W. Barnett in the late 1800s. They named a local stream Barnett Stream. Then they noted this thick, black, organic, rich shale near the stream, and so the shale was named Barnett Shale. Little did they know what it was holding.
Absolutely.
How many wells are operating in the Barnett Shale that you are operating?
We operate a little over 4,000 wells. We're producing 1.2, 1.3 billion cubic feet a day, which is probably the largest amount any single company produces from any field in the country. To put that in perspective, that little over 1 BCF a day, our total country is producing about 60 BCF a day. So it's a major natural resource for the country.
Then do you have many undrilled locations?
We have well over 4,000 undrilled locations.
You can decide when you want to drill and when not to, depending on the market.
It's one of the game changers for the natural gas industry. Historically, our challenge has been to find relatively small fields. And so if you went to a utility and wanted to enter into a long-term contract, they would want to know where the gas is coming from, and you'd have to say something we'll have to discover in the future. And they would not be interested in entering into a contract, nor would we, because to say for 10 years that you know where the gas is coming from, we haven't been able to do that. Now you can look, and I'll use the Barnett Field as an example. If a utility wanted to enter into a 10-year contract with Devon for a billion and a half cubic feet a day, a meaningful amount of gas relative to total gas consumption in the United States, we could show them exactly the wells that we could drill in the future to deliver that gas to them.
This is producing many jobs in Texas then, isn't it?
It's producing a lot of jobs in Texas and North Dakota and lots of places in this country.
Speaking of North Dakota, I was going to mention that because that's my home state. We have the Bakken Formation in
right.
North Dakota. I don't sense that you're there.
We're not there. We were focused on other fields at the time. That's a great field. That's using a lot of the same technology, the horizontal drilling, but doing it in an oil environment rather than a gas environment.
How does the Bakken Formation compare to what we're talking about, the Barnett Shale in size?
Well, it's oil. I don't really have those numbers off of my fingertips, but it is a major oil resource. And it's indicative of, if the government would allow us, the resources that we can develop in the United States. You know, oil production peaked in the United States in the 1970s. And I think everyone else until recently thought it was in irreversible decline, a little blip when the Alaska production came on. But now, for the first time, serious students of the industry are predicting that the peak oil production in the United States is in front of us, not behind us, which is a thought that I and others would have laughed at not that many years ago.
Yeah, as an aside, to show what money will do to smaller communities, we talk about fracturing. It probably has fractured some relationships, I happen to know, in North Dakota, because there were some families who were affected by the wealth and others were left out, and they'd meet in the coffee shop and, oh, I heard Fred hit it big and George did not. So it has probably broken even some relationships because some hit and some didn't, when you bring it right down to the nitty-gritty of how it affects people.
It does. You know, greed and envy are bad human motives, but it has, for everyone, including those that may not have benefited, everyone in those communities and those states that are affected are benefiting because it's injecting a huge amount of revenue into the tax system, into the schools, into the highways. So they personally may not have benefited in their own checkbook, but you can look at North Dakota or New Mexico or Oklahoma. Everyone benefits from the wealth that's created there.